Good morning, my brothers and sisters. This is Garrett Bake, your brother in arms, and welcome to another episode of the Phoenix Project. Today's topic, grapes. So we bought a house in, the end of January is when we finally moved in, and we live in Arizona. So for those of you that have ever lived in Arizona or a hot state, you know that you want to get your yard work done early. If you're going to plant something, plant it early. If you're going to put rocks in or fake grass like we did, do it early. Why? Because one, everything will die in the summer. And two, who wants to work outside when it's 115 degrees? Let's be honest. So one of the things that my wife and I decided that we wanted was grapes. Some grapevines, right? So we went down to the local store, bought ourselves some grapes. I planted them in the ground, made sure they had some irrigation, and then I was like, all right, I'm good, I'm done. And I forgot about the grapes, right? Because you get distracted with other things. So, a month went by, 2 months went by, 3 months went by, and I went out to check on the grapes. And what I realized was the grapes were not doing as well as advertised. As well as the guy at the nursery told me that they were going to do. So, of course, I got a little pissed off. So I went down to the nursery and I said, hey, what gives? I bought these grapes from you and you told me, put them in the ground, do this, and you're going to have lots of grapes. And he goes, well, you're right, I did. I told you all those things. And I also told you that you needed to take care of them. You need to prune them. You need to make sure that each grape vine or stalk only has two main branches coming out of it, because otherwise your grapevine is going to be so worried about replicating the branches that it's not going to spend any time producing fruit. And this kind of caught me off guard. So I went back to my house and I looked at my grapevines, and sure enough, instead of growing up to the lattice that I'd set up for them to, you know, drop their little grapes so eventually I could eat them, they were spreading along the ground. They were spreading every place but where I needed them to be. So I trimmed them up, cleaned them up, you know, did exactly as the landscaper told me to do. And a month or two later, started to have some grapes. See, but the problem was the damage had already been done. The grapes had already spent all their energy producing more branches and more leaves instead of fruit. So, what's the point behind all this? Well, I invite you to consider something. Consider that, as good as your intentions are with, let's say, your significant other, or your children, or your body, or your relationship with God. As good as your intentions are, right? And you set things up the way you want them to be. I'm going to go to church every Sunday. I'm going to go to the gym every day, right? And you set up these things that are supposed to bring you success or bring you fruit. But you don't do anything to cultivate it during the process, right? Just going to church is not going to get you a better relationship with God. Just going to the gym is not going to get you a better body. You have to actually do something while you're there. So, like the grapes that I should have been pruning and cleaning and guiding and directing before the fruit started to produce, the same is with your body, the same is with your relationship with God. So you want a better relationship with God? Don't just go to church. Go to church with a purpose. Do something when you're at church. Or focus on one thing when you're at church. Right? So, homework for the day. Today is Sunday. Maybe you go to church. Maybe you don't. Maybe you believe in a higher being. Maybe you don't. But I invite you to consider that wherever it is that you are planting something, realize that just the fact that you planted it doesn't mean that it's going to grow. And that's it for today. For more information, go to realtalkforrealheroes.com.